Nance Derman is a garden writer from San Diego who attends the show in Seattle pretty much every year. This year, she gave a talk called From Sustainability to Stewardship, which was based on a tour of old English gardens she led this summer in the UK.
To see kind of the bucket list of gardens in England and Sussex and the Cotswolds, all the gardens everybody wants to always see.
They looked at public parks and private homes, and what struck her the most was how landowners there don't just plant things with their own needs in mind. They're thinking about what their land will look like far into the future.
What you plant today, you want to make, to have present for people hundreds of years, you know, dozens of years, decades from now.
That means replanting big trees where others did the same a century ago, or preserving habitat for beneficial insects and pollinators, such as bees.
So that even in the most formal garden, with the most formal displays, there are vast areas of what we would look at and think, oh my God, it's weeds, why don't they cut that? And actually what it is perennial wildflowers and grasses that are serving as critical habitat for pollinators.
She says it's thinking about your garden as part of the big picture, no matter how small it is. That's a familiar concept to longtime author Marianne Benetti, who writes a syndicated column that appears in the Tacoma News Tribune. She says if you have pest problems, think simple and old-fashioned.
There's still so many chemicals in our water. It's homeowners that put the most pesticides in our waters. So I recommend kitchen cupboard remedies like vinegar to kill weeds, a strong jet of water to kill aphid. Those are the things you can do when you have pest problems instead of reaching for a chemical.
And if you're wondering what to grow, she recommends checking out a neighbor's garden that you admire. The theme of this year's show is Art in Bloom. You can see it for yourself by going to the Washington State Convention Center from now till Sunday. Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.